Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty. And Jeff and I travel full-time in our RV.
And I know what you're thinking. Where are you guys? We're in Nova Scotia. And we got here in a very cool way.
We sure did.
With our RV, but that's a whole nother story.
You'll have to wait for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Nova Scotia is a province of Canada. It's east of Maine. As a matter of fact, we are on Atlantic Daylight Time, an hour ahead of Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, that's weird getting used to that.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't even know this time zone exists.
Yeah, I never knew it.
But it's beautiful here. A lot of small fishing villages, a lot of pine trees and forests, nice people. We're exploring it all and are heading to the island of Cape Breton, where the Cape Breton Highlands National Park is. Right now, we're staying just off the island, near a place called Hobby Boucher.
Yes.
I hope I pronounced that right.
I think you did.
Mm-hmm. It's in a campground that Patty discovered. It's a small, family-owned, and just spectacular campground. The views are incredible. It's right on the ocean. How did you find this place?
Well, I do my routing with RV Trip Wizard. And when I get to an area that I'm looking for a campground, I usually research the campgrounds online. I'll go look at reviews. I'll look at the website. I'll even go to the satellite map on Google Maps just to get as much information as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like this camp. It's called High Class Ocean Campground. That's HYCLASS. I'm going to put the link to their website in the description below so you can check it out.
And it's worth doing that. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Now, Nova Scotia is perfect if you tow a trailer because the roads are a bit smaller and tighter. And this campground is perfect for something you tow. Plus, it has some really nice private sites for tents as well as car camping. Motorhomes fit fine, too.
Yeah, and they really do.
And what's so pretty about this is that it's on a hill. So as you come down the hill, you're overlooking the water.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's one of these places where you can't wait to get set up so you can walk down to the water.
Yes.
You know, you want to just get down there. There's fire pits, fantastic views. If you like canoeing or kayaking, it's totally perfect.
Yep. Best of all, it's a couple that owns it, mm-hmm. Dave and Valerie.
And we met Dave and Valerie, and we think they have an amazing story.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd invite them on our podcast, and they can share their story with you.
Mm-hmm. Dave and Valerie, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Dave, you told me a reason why you guys got into owning a campground.
Insanity.
Insanity.
Oh.
Has it been insane?
Yeah. It's since we took over in 2019, well, first, you know, they hand us the keys and then say, here you go. Here's your campground. Okay, what do we do now?
Right.
Oh, man.
And then we get through that first year miraculously because not knowing what we're doing, what we're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pandemic hit and it's...
Wait, you missed something.
Oh, the hurricane.
We had a hurricane in the fall of 2019.
Of course.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we lost, I think, about 2 dozen trees.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Yes.
And we were telling people in this pull-through section, like, you need to get to cover or you need to get out of the area of where this hurricane's going to be.
Yeah.
And it's...
That's amazing.
So it really came through. It was bad.
Yeah. Almost right over us. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And we had trees uprooted, broken,
everything.
Yeah. So, and we were trying to reach our insurance company because many of our people that were here, they're not from this area. They didn't have, it's not like they could just go home. They were from the States,
Germany,
from overseas. So they're like, listen, if you kick us out, we don't have anywhere to go. What are we supposed to do? So I said, well, you're going to need to go to a motel or a hotel. I don't know what's going to happen to your RV, but at least you'll be safer inside.
Right.
Right? Because, I mean, it doesn't take much to blow over an RV.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I wasn't concerned about their RV. I was concerned about them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So they weren't very happy that we were kicking them out, but
It's not like you wanted to put them all in your house.
Exactly. I don't have room in my house.
Yeah.
So we had everybody evacuated out of here because, you know, I mean, I don't care about physical damage. It's the human damage
exactly.
that I was worried about. So luckily we didn't have any physical damage to property. It was just trees. But we were without power for quite a few days.
And that was your first year of
That was our first year.
Baptismal by fire type thing, they say.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, it's really interesting because you guys have kids. You actually have grandkids.
Yeah, five of them.
And
how old are your kids?
Well, now you're putting me on the spot. What year is it?
Our oldest is 33.
I'm still writing 19.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Your oldest is
33? 33. Our second is
27,
no
I think.
No way, you guys look too young.
And then we have a 13-year-old grandson, 11-year-old granddaughter. Oh, now I'm
7-year-old
granddaughter and a
4-year-old grandson.
And a 1-year-old grandson.
But they're in Quebec.
Yeah.
Yes.
What part of Quebec?
Just outside of Montreal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We lived in Montreal for just over 20 years. So buying the campground was a homecoming for us.
Ah.
We didn't live in this area of Nova Scotia, but we both grew up just outside of Halifax. So.
Okay.
So it was definitely a homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All your life you've been camping, correct?
Absolutely.
What kind of camping have you done?
Well, mainly, like, we would go to state parks in throughout the States, provincial parks here in Canada. We never actually did too many private campgrounds just because we're very much outdoors, hiking, fishing, boating.
Mm-hmm.
But we would go anywhere from when we lived in Montreal. It was great because we were very close to the American border. So we would go down into Vermont, New Hampshire. We've hiked Mount Lafayette in New Hampshire numerous times.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And we've camped all out throughout there and traveled down through the States, different countries and stuff. And
if there had to be a commercial for keeping yourself young, camping and hiking obviously works, especially in your cases. But you guys have traveled all over the world too, haven't you?
Well,
not as much as we'd like.
Yeah, I wouldn't say all over the world. I've definitely traveled to many countries, but my list is very long. My bucket list is nowhere even close to being completed yet.
Yeah.
So there's many more countries on the list for
sure. If she had her way, she wouldn't have a fixed address.
Right. Yes. I would live out of a suitcase if I had my way.
Yeah. Well, we live out of a 38-foot RV.
But you'd be going from country to country to country.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
So when did you get the idea, you know what, we ought to buy a campground?
Well, we hummed and hawed about it for years.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was telling you before, we would always, whenever we would be at a campground, we would critique it.
Right.
And saying, oh, this is neat, but they should do this, or they should have that. Or, you know, it's great thought, bad follow through.
Yeah.
And then plus the fact that we love camping, we love being outside. It just seems to make sense that if we love those two things, and since we were experts on how to camp, right?
Mm-hmm.
How it should be done. We figured, well, let's put our money where our mouth is.
Yeah.
And we also love meeting people. Mm-hmm. And especially a campground where we're situated, we get to meet people from all over the world. So again, that comes back to loving to travel, right? Maybe I can't travel during the summer, but I get to meet people from all over the world, which is amazing.
Because we've had campfires down here at the Point our first year, and we ended up having people from Australia, United States, Germany, Sweden, Canada, all around the same fire, just all swapping stories.
Oh, that would be so awesome. Well, now, okay, so obviously then when they come from other countries, they must rent an RV, or do they tent it, or do they backpack?
Most of them rent.
But they rent an RV.
Yeah, rent an RV. And
But this year we've actually seen a lot of people that are coming to Canada and the States and even South America, and they actually ship their own RV over here.
Really?
Because the cost of renting an RV is so much, and they're coming for such a long time, the cost for them to ship their own over here is less than renting an RV for such a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, this spring we had a guy, I forget the make and model, but it was ex-military vehicle from the late 70s. 16-ton vehicle.
Whoa.
Six-wheel, all-wheel drive.
Jeez.
Carried 1,000 liters of fuel with him. He looked like he was out of a Mad Max movie.
Oh my God.
He was ready for doomsday. He said he was totally self-sufficient, didn't need anything. And he was coming from Germany to Canada, down the U.S., down to Mexico, and back.
Wow.
And it's... Yeah. I just couldn't believe, like, 16-ton vehicle. Like,
yeah. Yes. All-wheel drive.
Yes. Yeah. And then we go the other extreme where we just had a couple. They shipped their Volkswagen van over from Sweden or Germany. And they're doing...
Switzerland, I think.
Oh, the van right Canada. Down here.
Yeah, it was a blue little blue van.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know what's really interesting? I always thought if Volkswagen would have gotten into the RV business, maybe taken that old microbus and turn it into a big RV, it would have gone through the roof.
Probably. Because we see so many of them. They'll say they came across country. You came across country in that?
Yes.
You're brave.
Yeah.
But the beauty of this is you have a fantastic place. This is gorgeous. Is this part of the... I know it's the Atlantic Ocean. You have Cape Breton Island right nearby. Is this part of the Gulf of St. Lawrence?
It is the Northumberland Strait here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this would lead down into the St. Lawrence and whatnot. Yeah.
And you're right on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
This is
beautiful.
The sunrise this morning was incredible. The sunset last night. I went outside around 10:30 last night and saw the Milky Way.
Yeah, we can't beat the location. That's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. We when we were looking for a campground to buy, and we saw this property, we fell in love with it. I mean, we looked at other campgrounds, and we kept coming back to this one in our minds. And we were like, we have to buy this one.
It's beautiful.
The location, the property, it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we looked at, like, we were living in Quebec at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we were looking at Ontario, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia. And then we knew that we'd kind of like to go home. She didn't want to go too far from the kids and the grandkids. And then it's like... Homan and Han, and it's, finally we found this place, and it's like, you know what? I think that's the one.
Now, how long is your season here?
From mid-May to mid-October.
Okay. That's about normal, especially for, like, where we're from, northern Ohio and the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those areas are about the same.
Yeah.
And then what do you do in the off-season?
Last couple of years, I've been doing improvements around here, upgrades, improvements, because this park is 35 years old, so it was built for a different era of campers, and not too many people have wanted to do the upgrades, so I've been doing that. We've been doing some improvements that we want to do. Now that we were able to travel, we went up and saw our grandkids and stuff.
Yeah.
Mainly working around here, trying to get all of our to-do list done.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, it doesn't matter to me if I have cell service or not, or internet or not, because I'm kind of traditional. I like to get out and just get away from everything. But
not
you,
me. I gotta have my cell service.
Oh, I know. But you guys have the Starlink system for Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and it's just this year we got that.
Yeah,
we got on it yesterday, and oh my God. Gosh, it's fantastic. It's the best Wi-Fi I have ever been on.
Because you're out here. You're pretty rural out here. And it's great.
Yeah.
Right. It works.
Well, we were waiting for the government of Nova Scotia to give us good high-speed internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was promised that we were supposed to have it at the end of this year. And now, because of COVID and delays and all that, it's supposed to be the end of next year, and I'm not holding my breath. So we gave up, and we said, you know what, we're just going to get Starlink. and it has really made a difference. We've had it all season down in this area, the pull-through section. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, because we were so busy this year, we had problems getting it up to the rest of the park. But mm-hmm. as of yesterday morning, actually, we were able to get it up to the power water section. So mm-hmm. now the rest of that part of the park has yeah. it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the That's rest great. Of the campers will be as happy as you guys are.
Great.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Well, I'll tell you, it makes me want to go out and get it for the RV.
Yeah.
It's, I must say, and it's super quick and easy to use. I was blown away with how it's just really, literally plug and play. Mm-hmm. It does its own thing and boom, you're done.
Yeah.
That's the way I like it.
Yeah. mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a 9-year-old that can take my phone and fix it anymore.
Yeah. You know? Right. We got to figure things out ourselves now.
Yeah.
So now with the owning the campground, have you had any problems, like maybe somebody pulling out and forgetting to unplug their electric or, you know?
Actually, this year in particular, because this section here, I removed sites to make everything wider. This year so far, to count, I think I've had people take out 4 of my posts.
Whoa.
Oh, gosh.
And I've had one gentleman even snap a 4x4 post with his Jeep that he was towing behind his Class A. When they were narrower, I guess everybody paid more attention.
Oh. Evidently.
But now that they're widened out, people think they have enough room. And so we've had to fix a few posts. But most people are pretty good. They check their surroundings and stuff. But mm-hmm. sometimes you see stuff and it's like you just have to shake your head. And
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had to throw someone out?
Actually, a couple people. Usually at least one a year so far.
Once a year.
At least once a year. Yes.
Yeah. When we first took over, obviously there was people that didn't jive with our way we wanted the park
right.
to go.
Your philosophy, right.
Yeah, exactly.
So they were asked to leave.
Yes.
But yeah.
The first year was definitely full of trials and tribulations, we'll say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now the word is out. So mm-hmm. people know how we like to run the park. Mm-hmm. And
so now we're getting more.
It's easier.
Yeah. Getting more like-minded people.
Yes.
But like I say, there's some people that just think, you know, this is how I want to do things and don't exactly jive with
right.
everything
right.
else. So.
They get loud, they get rowdy, they get stupid.
Yes. Yeah. But we're to the point now, if we think that someone's going to be a problem when they're making a reservation, if they're calling by phone, I'll just say to them, are you coming here to party? Because this is not a party place.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I'm very straightforward
Good.
With people
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's great. You got to
because
do that.
I would much rather be straightforward with people and tell them upfront that it's not a party place than have them check in mm-hmm. and them have a bad experience and us have a bad experience and in turn have a bad experience for my other customers that are here as well.
And we've actually had people who've left us reviews of saying, oh, well, they're too strict on their quiet hour or whatever. And then we've had other people say, yeah, that's that review, that's the reason I'm here.
Right.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. It's like, thank you.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I'm just so impressed. It's such a beautiful place here in Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
I think you have a gold mine. In America, a lot of big companies are buying up the campgrounds. And I think one of these days, probably, somebody will come to you and say, you know, how would you like to sell it for this? And you've won the lottery, maybe.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, actually, we were approached when we first took over by, I think it was KOA.
Yeah.
But we didn't fit their criteria for what they wanted. But it's like, no, I don't even want it. At this point in the game, it's like,
yeah,
no,
we're just starting.
Yeah. So
we're not interested in selling. You know, who knows down the road.
All right, there's a question that we ask everybody. What's the most incredible place that you've been?
When we did our European cruise,
mm-hmm.
and we went through Italy and Spain, France, to me, being in Italy and being at Pompeii mm-hmm. was like, that's mind-blowing there.
Wow.
But I know she likes her tropical destinations.
I do like my tropical destinations, but I think, honestly, I was lucky enough to go on a work trip to Australia, and it was absolutely amazing. The people there were incredible. people always talk about Canadians being super friendly. Mm-hmm. Well, all the Australians that I ran into down there were absolutely amazing as well.
Oh, what a trip.
And it's a beautiful country. It was amazing. I thought I was going to have more work trips there, and I didn't, unfortunately. So I was very glad that I did add on the time that I added. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, after the business day was over every day, we basically ran out of the office building like a cartoon, and you can see the cloud of dust from the heels. That was us leaving the building and going to run to go do something to make sure that we could fit in as much as we possibly could.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's one of my favorites, but I think probably my all-time favorite, really, sorry, Dave, again, another trip without him, it's nothing personal,
Thailand.
I did a trip. There was seven of us that went to Thailand, my sister and my brother and some other people, and it was absolutely amazing.
Now, why did you not go, Dave?
There was way too many females on that trip for me.
Okay, it was a girl trip.
And I was restoring an old car at the time, so it's like, no, I'll stay home and work on my car in peace, thanks.
Yeah.
That is the right answer.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, I figured it'd be better I just stayed home for that.
Yeah. Well, it, what a trip that must have been.
If ever you have time to go to Thailand, I highly suggest it. It was amazing. My sister and my brother, they planned everything. We were in the process of also renovating a house at the time. So I was like,
listen. In order to buy this place, like, you know, all in preparation.
Yeah. So it's like, listen, guys, whatever you decide, I'm totally with it. I get along very well with them, and we're very like-minded. So whatever you guys want to do, I'm totally on board with it. They did such an amazing job planning it. It was just amazing. And I don't know about now, but before COVID, it was so affordable. Everything in Thailand is just so affordable.
Mm-hmm.
You pay for your flight. It wasn't very much for the flight to go over, but just food and accommodations and everything is just so reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And the country is amazing. And also the people are amazing and they're so happy to see you. Yeah.
All right. So when you close for the season, you're going somewhere. You're traveling out of the country, aren't you?
Well, this year is our 30th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
So we are heading for, as it looks right now, 3 weeks in Scotland and Ireland.
Yeah.
Three weeks.
Yeah.
How wonderful.
Because, you know, I'm doing one of my bucket list things. I'm going to go spend the night in the castle, hike the Highlands.
Wow.
So I'm really looking forward to this. And, you know, of course, we're doing a couple of the typical, like, Harry Potter things, going on the train and whatnot.
The steam train.
Excellent.
Nice.
But
those were the best movies.
Yeah.
So I can't wait. And like I say, so now we're just in the final stages of getting all the details, and hopefully all the airports have straightened up a little bit.
Right.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be. Uh-huh. But so that's it. Shortly after we close up here, takes me a few days to put this place to bed, and then off on vacation.
It's going to be incredible.
Great. And this year's been so busy. It's really rebounded. Mm-hmm. It's, well, obviously our busiest year yet.
Like that would be hard.
No, not after the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully this podcast will help, and you know, we'll send some people your way.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I love recommending places that just knock me out. But thank you very much for being on our podcast.
Oh, not a
problem. We appreciate it so much.
Dave and Valerie, owners of the High Class Ocean Campground in Nova Scotia.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful here. We sure enjoyed our stay.
Yeah, we did. Saw some great sunsets.
We did. And you got to see the Milky Way.
Saw the Milky Way right above us.
I couldn't stay up that late.
No, she couldn't.
I couldn't do it.
She was snoozing.
I'm going to do it for sure on the next campground. I'm going to try anyway.
All right. Time for us to get all packed up and get going to Cape Breton Island and the National Park.
Yes. Let's get out of here. Let's go. Let's go explore some more.
All right. We'll see you back here next week.
Yep. Stay safe.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.